you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Happy Friday, everyone. It's July 31st, and this is the LA Report. I'm Leo Duran. Today, a new how-to series on surviving the pandemic in LA, a resource guide for mental health, and how 2020's racial reckoning will help inform the topics we cover. For nearly a half year, our world has been turned upside down. Angelenos are facing a protracted pandemic, a reckoning over racial inequality, and a smog of mixed signals about how to exist safely. To help you navigate the day-to-day in LA as it changes minute by minute, we've launched a series of guides called How to New LA. To tell us more about it, here's Lisa Brenner.
It's not easy to figure out. People are rightfully confused about safety and all the new rules and changes. So we created this special edition of our How to LA handbook series. They're practical guides for navigating day-to-day life in LA, which in this moment is changing sometimes actually minute by minute. So we've broken up the guides into sections to address the questions we've been fielding. So we've got reopen, react, reinvent, relief, remember, and respite, because people need a little bit of that too. Angelenos are facing a protracted pandemic and a full reckoning over systemic racial inequity. And there have been a lot of mixed signals about how to even just exist in the world right now. So we created the series to help people stay on top of all of the changes.
Extreme grief and isolation are real threats to our health. Experts worry that the next pandemic will be a mental health one. The coronavirus has frozen familiar aspects of our daily lives, and in doing so, it's taken away so many comforts and coping strategies that we would otherwise lean on in times of distress. As part of the How to New LA series, Robert Gurova assembled a resource guide for anyone feeling overwhelmed, and he's here to tell us more.
We were hearing from experts that with all of the isolation, economic uncertainty, and the very real fear of the virus, that we should be bracing for a mental health pandemic. But navigating how to get help with mental health can be very confusing. We talked with a professor of psychiatry at UCLA who broke down how you know if you might need some help. We talked with experts about how to find a therapist that's right for you and what you do if you don't think you can afford it. We even found out about a program started by the California Psychiatric Association that puts COVID-19 first responders in touch with therapists who are offering some free counseling right now. Bottom line is, though, you know, everybody's having their mental health impacted in one way or another because of the pandemic. So we're going to keep adding resources to the guide, and we hope it'll make getting help a little easier.
Next, our multimedia reporter, Chava Sanchez, has been doing double duty, traveling to all corners of LA to document what the pandemic and protests have looked like in the last few months. He stopped by today to talk about his experience.
Yeah, I've been out documenting everyday life since the pandemic began, and have been able to document so many important moments, from the initial days of the stay-at-home orders to the protests that broke out in the streets for racial justice. It was striking to see places like downtown Los Angeles so empty at the start of the pandemic, and then a few months later see it so full of protesters. And you know, while I'm out shooting, I'm in the moment trying to capture just the story that's in front of me, and trying to make sense of the scenes that I'm seeing. But you never think you're seeing history happen. That's why I think it's important to have these images to look back on as a record of where we are today and to chronicle all the massive changes that we are experiencing in our daily lives.
And finally, as we've all seen in 2020, there's been a reckoning about systemic racism. Moving forward, our newsroom will be more committed than ever to helping people understand the issues and the history of what we're facing today. To tell you more about what to expect, here's Brian Frank.
The obvious place to start is probably with policing. Many people are familiar with the calls to defund police that protesters have been saying a lot. And so we've got a guide that takes a deep dive looking at both the sheriff's department and LAPD. We look at use of force, transparency, accountability. That includes the introduction of body-worn cameras. Also the jail system. Many will remember former Sheriff Lee Baca went to prison over a scandal involving deputies beating inmates and then the cover-up that followed. Another piece we have looks at the new Department of Civil and Human Rights in LA. The first meeting was actually in June, but it was created last summer by city ordinance. They sort of fast-tracked it once the protests got in full swing. So that department largely looks at complaints around employment, housing, commerce, and education. The local attorney who was appointed to its head, Capri Maddox, said right before the first meeting, "I would have never believed that in the city of Los Angeles in 2020, we would have had to create a department involving civil rights."
Thanks for listening to today's LA Report. Our reporting is made possible by listeners like you. Please donate today at las.com/donate to keep local news strong during this uncertain time. That's laist.com/donate. We'll have another report for you on Monday. Until then, be safe. I'm Leo Duran. The LA Report is produced Monday through Friday. Subscribe using your favorite podcast app or smart speaker. And for the most up-to-date news around the clock, be sure to check in at laist.com/latest. That's laist.com/latest.